Good morning. The storm system that brought the unsettled weather to interior New York and New England over the weekend continues to track to the east over the open Atlantic. However, the upper level disturbance continues to linger over the region. It'll move out today, but still we'll have plenty of clouds to contend with. Temperatures overnight did drop back into the 20s as in some places skies became mostly clear. And that will lead us to a fair amount of sunshine through the morning hours as high pressure builds in from the Great Lakes. That same high pressure center will keep us dry through the day, but some clouds will mix in with the upper level disturbance yet to pass through. High temperatures today will make it into the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. Overnight tonight, mostly clear skies and cold, back down into the teens and lower 20s, and we'll even start off tomorrow with sunshine as high pressure continues to dominate. However, the next disturbance will be on the way, bringing some clouds in by late in the day and temperatures making it up into the lower 40s. That next system is evolving out of the southern plains and along the Gulf Coast with lots of showers and thunderstorms and some blizzard conditions out across the higher terrain in West Texas and Oklahoma. That's going to work its way through the mid-Mississippi Valley and Tennessee Valley and toward us by Tuesday night. That means a messy mixture of rain, sleet, and snow for us by early Wednesday morning, and it looks like the unsettled weather in the form of rain and snow will continue right on through the day on Wednesday. The best chance for accumulating snows will be across the higher terrain on Wednesday, while the valley locations will probably mix with or change with just plain rain, limiting accumulations for the midweek period. Highs on Wednesday will be in the middle to upper 30s. Behind this system, the next upper-level disturbance will take its sweet time heading through late in the week and for the upcoming weekend. As a result, plenty of clouds for the period Thursday through Sunday, scattered snow showers and a gusty wind, and temperatures while starting out in the upper 30s on Thursday will slide back to the lower 30s for highs by the end of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, blizzard warnings are out for the southern high plains from the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles through the south central portions of Kansas. North and east of this area, winter storm warnings are in effect for eastern Kansas through Missouri and western Illinois. That storm system developing in Texas will move into the mid-Mississippi Valley today, producing widespread 8 to 12-inch snowfall with localized amounts up to 18 inches. In addition, northerly winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour with gusts to 65 miles per hour will create dangerous to impossible travel conditions. On the warmer side of the storm, strong to severe thunderstorms will be likely along the Gulf Coast states. Strong winds, hail, a few tornadoes, and flash flooding are all possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Niigata Airport in Japan at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Lubbock, Texas at 1:32 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility and fog, 14 degrees, with a north wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 40 below zero. In Albany on the hour, we have mostly clear skies and 22 degrees, the dew point 19, 89% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.06 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Fort Pierce, Hollywood, Opa-locka, West Kendall, and West Palm Beach, all in Florida, to a low of 12 below zero at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny near 45, Boston, partly sunny, 38, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the middle 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 32, the average temperature 36, that's 8 degrees above normal. 3/10 of an inch of snowfall yesterday, 7.5 inches for the month now, which is 3.2 inches below normal, and 27.1 inches for the season, which is 17.7 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 20. The record high 67 set in 1976, and the record low 14 below zero in 1914. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:40 p.m., 11 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures topping out in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows back into the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mixture of sunshine and clouds today with high temperatures in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly to mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows back into the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds today with high temperatures right around 40. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mixture of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds in the lower 40s, a good chance of rain and snow on Wednesday in the upper 30s, leftover snow showers mid-30s on Thursday, mid-30s with scattered snow showers, breezy and colder weather on Friday and Saturday, and lower 30s with still a few snow showers around on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.